Parshas Acharemos Perikta Zayin Pasuk Aleph Rishon. By the Bar Hashem and Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe Acharemos Shnei Ben Aaron, after the two sons of Aaron died, the Karvasam of Hashem by Musu, when they approached before Hashem and they died. Rashi says, Matam Alomar, why does the Torah say by the Bar Hashem Moshe, and then the next pasuk it says Vayomer, the next pasuk it says Vayomer Hashem Moshe, what's the repetition? So says the Rashi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Moshe Mashal. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would make the following mashal comparison. L'chol to a sick person shenichas etzlo rofe, a doctor comes to treat him. Amelo, the doctor says, Atu chotzone don't eat cold, al tishchav, tacha don't eat, lie in a damp and chilly place. That's one person. V'acher, then another doctor came. V'amelo, he said to him, al tochal tzone don't eat cold, don't lie in a damn chilly place. So you shouldn't die. The same way that ex so and so died. Zezarzo. The second doctor made him more alacritous in his instructions. Yosef Minharishon more than the first person. That's why it says in the Torah, after the death of Aaron's two sons. And then the next pasuk says, then Hashem says again to Moshe, speak to Aaron and your brother, you should not go into the Kodesh HaKodeshim without permission. So he shouldn't die, the same way that his sons died, which is a more, and this would penetrate more to Aaron, be more relevant to Aaron. Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Hashem, Moshe, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Daber Aaron, speak to Aaron, Achicha, your brother, Vayivob, Cholitz, El Kodesh, don't come any time, all times to the Kodesh, Mibesach, Berochas, within the curtain. In front of the cover, Asher Aaron, which is by the Aron. V'lo yimos, anyone die. Ki be'anon ere al-kaporas, for with the cloud, I appear upon the cover of the Aron. Rashi says, v'lo yimos, she'em ba, humes, because if he did go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without permission, he would die. Ki be'anon ere, tamid ani nere sham, I'm always appearing there, if Hashem Baruch Hu speaking, im amud anani, with my pillar of cloud. Since my Shekhinah is revealed there, he's a you should take, be very careful. He shouldn't be coming there regularly. That's a simple reading of the pasuk. Rabbi Sina Yoshua, the Chachamim, Chazal understand it according to the Medrash. You should not go in except, that's what the word ki means, with a cloud of the Ketaras, via Makipur, Ma'anim Kippur. Pasuk Yilam, Bezos, with this, Aaron should go to the sanctuary. With a young male of cattle for a carbon chatas and a ram for a carbon ola. Rashi says, Bezos, the gematria shalo. Its gematria is Abimeos Baser, 410. Rem is the bias rishon, so the rem is for the first bias. Commentaries explain that during that time, all the Kohanim, who were the Gedol, who was the Kohen Gadol, was actually were all righteous people like Aaron a Kohen, so Aaron, his legacy extended during that time. And that's why we're making this remnants here. Bezos yavo Aaron to Gomer. After Zo, even now, lo b'chol, it's not every time. Kiim b'yom ha-kippur, except yom kippur, k'moshe b'forsh, as we'll explain this, a parasha, at the end of the portion, b'chodesh ha-shvi, b'chol ha-chodesh, Torah will say, only in the 7th month, on the 10th day of the month, that's when Aaron can go in. Pasuk yal, k'sonos ha-chodesh ha-bash, you should wear sacred linen k'sonos, of linen, m'chon se'vad, yu'al b'saro, and linen m'chon will be on his flesh, u'v'abni b'ayach gor. And with a linen avne, he'll gird himself, uv himself is bad, and with a head covering with linen, that will be mitzvahs for him. Be the kodeshim, your sacred garments, garachas, b'mayim, es b'sero, uv esham, and he should immerse his flesh in the water, and then put them on. Rashi says, b'ksonos b'ak t'gomer, magid, it tells you, she'ino m'shamesh l'finim. He doesn't serve inside the kodesh ha-kodeshim, b'shmon b'gadim, with the eight garments, she'mishamesh b'am, which he serves, b'chutz, outside of the kodesh ha-kodeshim. She'esh b'am zav, why? Because there's gold in them. If he's in Kategor Nasas Negev, the prosecutor does not become defendant, and the gold represents the Egal Azov, and it'll be inappropriate to bring that into the Kosh HaKadosh and La'ela. But Arba, he only goes in with the four garments, Kohen Hedge, like an ordinary Kohen, Kohen Shabbats, all of them are made of linen. Kodesh HaLash, he should wear a sacred Kisonis, meaning Shehei Mishal Hekdesh, it should belong to the funds of the Hekdesh. Yitznof, Kitargum, like the Targum says, Yachis Bereshei, which means a niach bir shall place it on his head. Come out with a tanach begado, she put his garment, and Targum says, the achit say, which means the same word as putting on. brachas b'mayim. Also, hayom on that day, tohen and tefillah b'chol chalifos chalifosav. Anytime the kohen gadol would change his clothing, he would have to do an immersion. B'chamish b'mayim, in five times, hayom achlif he would change. Avodas pinim from going to the inside the kosher kavashim la'avodas chutz, go outside. Mechutz ufim from outside to the inside. Umishanim b'videzav l'videlav, he would change from gold to white to white linen. B'videlav l'videzav, then back again from white to gold. B'chol chalif and every changing tone tefillah required an immersion. V'shnei kiddusha yodayim v'raglayim min hakir. The two sanctifications of the hands and feet from the kir. Pasuk ha'imeis adas b'nei Yisrael, and from the assembly of the children of Yisrael, kaf shnei siri is in chatas. You should bring two he-goats for a korban chatas. V'ayel achal le'ola, and one ram for a korban ola. Pasuk vav, v'hikir aron asa para chatas, and Aaron will bring his own korban chatas, asher lo, which belonged to him, v'chiper v'ado v'abei so, and he will atone for himself and his house. Rashi says, "As parachatas shalom, hu ha'amor l'mal," which is mentioned above in pasuk gimel. Uvelman chalakanan tells you, "Shemishalok ba." This carbon chadas belonged to him. It was from his own money. Uvelman shalosibur not from the public funds. Chibur ba'adov ba'aviso misvad alem. He would confess over it. Avonosava, avonos be'aviso for his sins and his household sins on this carbon chadas. Pasuk zayin. Uparachashnei asirim. They don't take the two he goats. Behemid osalof ne'ashem and he will stand in before Hashem Pesach olamoid. At the entrance of the tent of meeting, Rashi pasuk ches, for the son Aharon, Hashnei Hasirim, Garlos, and Aharon will give these two goats raffles, Gor lachol laHashem, but Gor lachol Azazel, one for Hashem, one raffle for Azazel. Rashi says, for the son Aharon, Hashnei Hasirim, the Garlos, Amin Echad leMin, he would stand one on the right, Echad the small one to the left of him. The notice Shtei Adav Bekli Bekalfi, and he would put both of his hands in the lari box, and also Gor leMin. The chaver b'smol, and you would draw a lats, one on the right hand, one on the left hand. The nos on the lamb, and you would put the lats on the goats. Eshikasim b'lashem, the one which said Hashem, who Hashem is going to be offered in the basement of for Hashem. Base shikasim b'lazazel, and that which was written in lazazel, mishdalech lazazel, is sent to the azazel to be thrown off the cliff. Rashi says azazel, who har is az v'kasher. It's referring to the austere and harsh mountain. Tzok gavo high cliff shnemar eretz gizera, a cut land, which means chatucha. A cut land. And modifying the Gemara explains that the three interpretations of this word gezerah. Number one, it's an adjective of the land. Number two, it's a noun, meaning something that is cut to bits, meaning the goat will be cut off the bits when it's thrown off the cliff. And three, it's a noun referring to the decree, meaning there's an atonement and the decree will be cut off. Rashi is following the first interpretation I see, saying that the land is being cut off, like the mountaintop has a very strong slope. Pasuk test. The ikriv Aaron asasayir, and Aaron will offer the goat, asher Allah alav hagorol Hashem, which had the girl to Hashem, basasol chatas, and it will also be a carbon chatas. Rashi says, basasol chatas, kishamaniach hagorol alav, when you place the lot on it, kore lo shem, he calls it a name, he declares that it should be a carbon, the omer Hashem chatas for Hashem, it should be a carbon chatas. Pasuk get bahasayir, and the goat, asher Allah alav hagorol azazel, they'll be designated by a lot to Azazel, the Amar Chai should be still alive between Hashem before Hashem, the Chaper love to be to atone for it, the Shalach also the Azazel from the Barak, who sent it to the Azazel, to the wilderness. Rashi says, the Amar Chai, Kamo Yu Amar Chai, which is the same basically way of saying, Yu Amar Chai, which means it shall be made to stand alive. Adi Achem, through others. Others will keep it alive. The Targum, and the Targum makes it as Yitakim Al Chai. It shall be made to stand while alive. Matam alomar, why does the Torah say this? Meaning if the goat is standing, so obviously it's alive. What's the emphasis of chai? So fishanamar, since it says, l'shalach osol azazel, since the pasuk says you have to send it to azazel, in yodeh shiluchu im lamisa im l'chaim. I don't know if it's sending it for death or for living. Meaning, is it going to survive or not? L'kach namar yu amar chai, it should be stood alive, meaning amidasu chai, and she shall it should be standing alive until it's sent away. And after that, shelucho lemisa, it's being sent to be killed. That's what the goal of the Azazel is. L'chaper alav shisad alav, again, do confession over it. Kidichsev disvada alav, you should have a confession over it. We'll see in pasuk chav alav. Pasuk yud alav. If he kriv Aaron as a parachatos, and that Aaron should bring the par for the as parachatos, asher lo, which belongs to him, v'chiper ba'ado v'abitso, and it should be a kapar for him and his household. The shachat is parachatas ashalo, and he says, and you should slaughter the sin offering that is of an offering that is from a bull for him. Rashi says, chiper ba'ado, he does a second confession of love on it al achav hakohanim for his brothers the kohanim for their sins, shem kulam kuriyim beiso, which are also called his household, shenemar beis Aaron b'chuas Hashem, this house of Aaron blesses Hashem. Ikan shakohanim is kaparim bal. They see the kohanim get an atonement through the sin offering of the kohen gadol. The whole kaparos and an entire atonement in ela al tumas mikdash ukedoshah is only for the impurity of the sanctuary and its holies. And it should be a atonement on the sanctuary for all the impurities. And you should take a spoonful of fire of something, which is fiery coals, from the mizbeach before Hashem, and a handful of ketor samim daka, of finely ground incense spices. They'll bring it within the curtain. Rashi says, "Me'al mizbech hachitzon from the outer mizbech takes these coals milufnei Hashem, and he brings it before Hashem mitzad shelufnei haPesach from the side of the mizbech that is facing the entrance mitzad ma'aravi, which is the western side. Daka is going to be used for finding ground ketoras. Matan over daka wouldn't be finding ground. Well, kol ketoras daka, all the ketoras is finding ground. Shnemar v'shachakta mimen hadek, you should grind very finely. Ella, so the Torah is telling you here, should they daka min daka shve'erav yom kippurim haya." When you bring this ketoros to Lofanai, Lofanai has to be the finest of the fine, meaning on Erev Yom Kippur, they would return it and put it regrounded with a mortar to make it really fine. Pasuk Yud Gimel. But Asana sa ketoros al ish, and you should place the ketoros on the fire, Lofanai Hashem before Hashem. Yechisa anan ha ketoros, and so that the cloud of the incense should blanket as a kaporos, the covering of the ark, Asher al eidos v'olimos, that is covering the testimony, and that's so that he should not die. Rashi says al ish, which is the fire that's in the fire pan, and then he won't die. If he doesn't do this, like it has all this regulation, according to the regulations, they'll take from the blood of the bull, he'll sprinkle upon it with his finger, on the face of the kaparos, on the eastern front of the ark, and before the kaparos, he will sprinkle 7 times in a dumbbell spo on the blood with his finger. Rashi says, "Viza b'spo haza achas b'mash." But one sprinkle is implied from this. Lufnei kapor says, "Es sheva hari achas l'mala," which means one up, and b'sheva l'mata, and 7 below. That's the implication of these pesukim. I mean, none of the blood of the sprinklings mentioned in our pasuk is actually touching the kaporis. The zrikos sprinklings described in our pasuk are being upon the eastern front of the kaporos is above, meaning in that it was aimed higher than the other 7 that were below. Pasuk tes vav, v'shachat es sir hachatas, and they should slaughter the sir hachatas, the sin offering he goat. Hashelof la'am, as for the people, they be as the mom only based on paroch, and they should bring its blood to the house entrance of the curtain. And you should do to the blood, as he did to the blood of the bull. And you should sprinkle it upon the ark cover and in front of the ark cover. That which the bull offers, the carbon that was offered as a from the pyre, atones for the Kohanim. This atones Al Yisrael for the Jewish people. This is the same goat that was offered to Hashem. One sprinkling above, and one sprinkling and 7 below. Pasuk Tazayim, the Chiper al Kodesh, and it should be an atonement for the sanctuary. Mitumos b'nei Yisrael, for the impurities of the children of Israel, Mupesheim, and for their willful sins, the Cholcha, among all their sins, the Chenya said la Ol Moed, and that's what he should do for the Ol Moed, Hashachin Itam Besoch, Masam, that dwells with them amid their impurity. Rash says, Mitumos b'nei Yisrael, Ahal Nechnasim HaMikdash. For those who enter the Beis Hamikdash Betumah, who walk in Betumah, below another level, and don't know until it was not known to them in the end. Shnemar l'chol chatasam chatas, and the word sin chatas is shogeg unintentional. Mepishayhem, even if he walks in intentionally in the state of Betumah, he'll also have forgiveness. Hechein yasad lo'ol moi, shem shehizam mishneim, meaning it's referring to the sprinkling. At the same time, that they sprinkle from the par and the seir bifneim inside the kodesh hakodashim. Achsamala b'shavul mata, one up and 7 below. Kach mizel, so when he sprinkles on the peruchas b'chutz outside in the kodesh in the sanctuary in the ol moed mishneim achsamala achsamata. You do both from the bull of the blood of the bull and the bull of the he goat one up and seven below. Hashachin tam esof to masam. Af api shem tmeim shechina benim. Even though they are impure, the shechina is among them. Pasuk gedayim v'chol namanish. And every person lo yebo moed b'vo l'chaper b'kodesh atitzo. Shall enter the olam when he's atoning in the sanctuary until he leaves. Chiper b'ado v'abeso. And he should provide atonement for himself and his household la'ad kol kal yisrael, for all the congregation of Yisrael. Pasuk yichas v'yatsa, and then he'll leave. El v'mizbeach l'gotz v'mizbeach. Asher l'fnei Hashem, this is before Hashem. Chiper alav, and you'll have atonement for upon it. Meaning v'lokach midam par midam asayir. And I'll take the blood from the par and the down from the goat, and the son al karnos mizbeach suv, and then he'll sprinkle it on the horns of mizbeach all around. Rashi says, Allah mizbeach asher l'fnei Hashem, zeh mizbeach hazav. This is referring to the mizbeach hazav that is in the kodesh, shehu l'fnei Hashem, which is before Hashem, the heichal, in the sanctuary. Umatam alomar v'yat. So what does it mean? He's going out. Isn't he already in the sanctuary? If he's shehiz a hazav, since he's sprinkled al perochas on the perochas, the omay min ha mizbeach l'fnim, and he stood in the area that was extended from the inner part from the mizbeach hazav and inwards, and he sprinkled it, and he had sprinkled the matanos mizbeach, and at the application when he applies blood on the mizbeach, his kiko, the Torah requires him, let's say, to go out of the area which extends from the mizbeach l'chutz, from the mizbeach area and beyond, v'yaschil, and he'll put the blood on the mizbeach, mikarei mizrach l'sfonos, on the northern east corner after he goes out to that second, the outer part of the heichal itself. The chiper alav, umachich kaprasa, what's the atonement? Lakach mi dam apar, and you should take the dam apar, mi dam asar, buorav mizel esochset, meaning intermingled with each other, and you should put them on the corners. Pasuk itas, mizel alav, mi dam adam esbao, and you should sprinkle from the blood with his finger, shalach pamim, seven times, beti haro, beki the shalmi tumos bin Yisrael, and you should purify and sanctify it from the impurities of the children of Yisrael. Pasuk, Rashi says, mizel alav, mi adam, achash nosim atonos, after he puts the applications, bat spao, with his finger, al karnos on the horns, maze shav hazos al gagol, he does seven sprinklings on the top of the mizbeach. Pritiaro, mimasha avar, and he purifies from the past. Pekid shalas lava, and now he sanctifies it for the future, and that's the two words in the pasuk. Tiaro, bekidisha. Pasuk, chaf. Vechilami chaper al kodesh, and when he finished atoning for the sanctuary, the es al moed, and for the al moed, the es mizbeach, and the mizbeach, the kirv es sa'ir ha chai, and he should bring the living he goat near. Pasuk chaval v'samach Aaron asher adav, and Aaron will lean as both of his hands al rosh haseir, on the head of the goat. Hachay that is alive, v'svadar alav, and he will confess all upon it, eskal avonos ben Yisrael, all the iniquities of the children of Yisrael, v'eskal pashem v'chol chatasam, all their rebellious sins and all amongst their sins, v'nasan osam al rosh haseir, and he will put it on the them on top of the head of the he goat, v'shalach b'yad ish iti, and he will send it with a tiny man, Hamidbara in the desert. Rashi says, "Ishiti hamuchim lekach has been prepared for that miyom asnol from the day before." Pasuk habeis benasah haseir alav eskal v'nosam el eretz gizera, and he will bring it upon itself all the iniquities to a cut land. Shilach haseir hamidbara, and he will send it away in the he goat to the desert. Rashi pasuk habgimel uba aron al moed, and Aaron will come to the al moed. Upashas v'gidei habad, and he will take off his linen clothing, a shalavash that he wore before el hakolish. They went in when he was going to the sanctuary. Binecham sham, and he'll leave him there. Rashi says uba aron al moed. Amar Rabbeinu, the Rabbi says she'in zemekamo. This is not the actual place where this next sequence of events is actually occurring. Shalmikrazo of this pasuk. Nasu tam l'dverim, and the Chazal give reasons for their opinions. Mipsachas yoma in the Gemara in Yom. But Amr, they said, "Kol parasha kula, this entire parasha, this entire portion, Namr ala seder, is according to chronological order. Chutni b'yizuk, except for this pasuk, which talks about coming in after Aaron leaves the tent of meeting. She achar asiyas olah, so because it takes place after the korban olah has been performed, v'olah sa'am, and the people's olah, which is later on in pasuk chav dalid, is after pasuk chav dalid. V'aktaris emuri paraseir, and the burning of the specific parts of the bull and the he goat." Shnasim achutz that were done outside of the sanctuary v'vigdeizav with golden garments. After that, then v'tov, then he goes to Bigfoot, mekadesh, and he sanctify himself with his feet with the kiyar, upashto, and then take them off. V'lovish b'gdivadi, then he would wear white clothing. Uval olomoyed, then he would go into the olomoyed lahotzi asakaf to take out the ladle which was in the kodesh hakodashim v'asamachta, and the coal pan that was there shehekter b'kteros, he burnt the kteros l'fnai l'fnim in the inner interior. And then, in Fashas Begdiyavad, they would take off his linen clothing. Achashotim, after he took them out, Then you wore the golden clothing with some Mishal Ben Harbayim, because it's already the time for the Mishal Ben Harbayim. So this pasuk is really the next step after the offering, after another change of gold clothing. Zeh Sedra Avodos, and this Rashi says is the order of the Avodos. Number one, Tamas Shachar Divikdis. First, the Kohen God will wear when he offered the Tarmit Shachar gold clothing. And then, number two, Avodas Par V'Sera Tunimis. Then you would have the Avoda of the Par and the Seir that goes into the Lufnai Lufnim. Victoras Shonachta, and the incense of that was burnt, brought in, Divikdis Love and old white clothing. Then, and also, and number three, the Elo Ve'ela and the Ram of the Kohen Gadol, and the Ram of the people of Iksas and Musafim, and some of the Musaf offerings, Divikdis Av, that's the next Pasuk that was skipped. In the simple reading of the Pesukim. And number four, Voti Katanachta, that's this pasuk that they took out the ladle and the coal pants with a big glove and with white linen clothing. And number five, Usir HaMusafim, and the rest of the Shiuri HaMusafim, the rest of the Musafim, the Talmud Shabin Rabbim, the Talmud of the afternoon, of the evening, Uktaras Aichon, the incense of the sanctuary, Sha'ap and Mizbech HaPnimi, that was burnt on the inner altar, the big desire that was with gold. Vesidr, that was all five. Vesidr HaMikros HaFiya Sidr Avodah, and the order of verses according to the order of how they were offered is Kochi. This is how it goes. If it says in the pasuk Shilach Hasira Midbar, they would do the Hazazel. Then Rachatas Besara Begomer. Then he would wash his hands, his body. Then Vyasav Asas Ola. So then it would be in the Kavan Ola. And then Vesachila Chatas. Then they would burn the Kavan Chatas, the fat of the Chatas. The whole parsha and all the steps mentioned in the entire remainder of the portion. Until thereafter it comes into the Machane, which is pasuk Chav Ches. Then the Achakach, and then afterwards with Aaron, then comes our pasuk after all that, after he burns all the fats, and he comes back. Then he comes in this pasuk and he brings out the pan and the coals. V'nicham Shamra, she says, that those white garments which Kohen has been finished with, they have to be left there. They cannot be used. They have to be put in Gneza for permanent storage. L'shamish Bosan Arba B'Gad and the Yom Kippur Macher. You can't use the same linen garments for another Yom Kippur in the future. Then the Kohen Gadol will wash his hands in water, wash his flesh in water, then become kadosh in the holy place. For lavash his begadav and he'll wear his clothing, the atzad, then he'll go out v'asas asol v'asolasam, and he'll do his korban ola and the ola of the people. V'chiper v'adol v'aram, and he'll have atonement for him and his people. Rashi says, v'rachatzis b'sarav v'gomer, l'malu l'mana we learned above, mi v'rachatzis b'sarav v'gesham, that he shall immerse his flesh in water, and then danam shekashahu mishana, when he changes. Maybe they dissolve the Beit Lam from gold to silver to white. Tone tefillah requires tefillah. Shavosa tefillah pasha Beit Dizav. Because in that immersion, he would take off the gold. Sha'avad beha avodas tamish hashachar, where he performed the ola offering in the morning. Lavash Beit Lam, and then he put on garments of white linen avodas hayom for the day service. The Kalamana we learned to shekashush mishana when he changes Maybe Beit Lam and the Beit Dizav from white to gold. Tone tefillah requires tefillah. Which has been consecrated with the sanctity of the courtyard, the house of Begag Beis Parva, and it was on the roof of the house of the Parva. All the rest of the four tefillos, Habos Chova Leom, which come as a specific obligation of the day on Yom Kippur, they were done in Beis Parva. The first one was on an unconsecrated area. Lavash as Begadav. And he shall wear his clothing, Shmon Begadim, the set of clothing, Shu over the hand, Kolim Ashashon, that he uses all year round. V'yatzah, min ha-hechal, and goes from the hechal, al-chatzah, to the courtyard, Shem Mizbech Ha'ola, Shon, that's where the Mizbech Ha'ola is, V'asel, asel, asel, V'el Ha'ola, a ramp for the Karan Ola, Kamor L'man, that was mentioned above, V'vizos Yavo Aron, that was earlier in Pasuk Gimel, V'vizos Yavo Aron, V'asel, asel, V'el Ha'ola, Ola, Hamor L'man, the one Ola for the people, that was mentioned above, V'mis, Adas, B'nisot, V'gomer, that's Pasuk K, that they have to bring a carbon ola.